Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
So that everything will be possible. Lift your hands high to the heavens and give Jesus quality thanks tonight. Are you waving your hands to Jesus everywhere, to the King of Kings? Glorify His name. Bless Him. Honor Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank Him. He is not called the seed of Jacob to seek Him in vain. For He will glorify His name in our midst tonight. Thank Him in advance for the healings, for deliverances, for a change of story, for a destiny encounter. Thank Him for impartation, a release of graces. Thank Him for direction. Hallelujah. Now present yourself before the Lord and ask the Lord to visit you in a mighty way. Visit me in a mighty way, in a way that brings you glory. Visit my finances. Visit my health. Change my story. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Let it be evident through my life that you are in our midst tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. When he speaks, it is within himself to make good what he has said. I look together. I want you to know that our gathering here every week, more so for tonight as a miracle service, is not something that was emotionally fabricated. It was commanded by God. And if God has commanded it, is because He's aware that there is need for a performance in your life. I announce to you in Jesus' name, may tonight be your night. May your night tonight be a dramatic encounter with the King of Kings. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will give you a change of story. Your testimony tonight will be like the woman at the well. The impact will create a chain reaction for others too. In the name of Jesus Christ, I welcome you to our miracle service for the month of April. God bless you. Please greet someone by your left and right, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I believe in the power of God. I believe in signs and wonders. I believe in miracles. They attest to the fact that God is alive. They attest to the fact that God is love. If He's gathered us tonight, it is because He desires that we not only seek Him, but receive from Him. Hallelujah. Let me remind you tonight that God is ever ready. When we charge the atmosphere, when we pray, when we fast, when we invest in the Spirit, it is not to make God ready. He is ever ready. He is governed by His love for you. God is ever ready to visit His people, ever ready to turn things around, ever ready to give you a reason to believe in Him yet again. But it is within his modus operandi that he must ensure that the people he wants to touch, wants to bless, wants to lift, wants to reach, they must declare their preparedness and their willingness to receive from him. The Bible says, as many as received him, meaning not everyone is interested in receiving. There are people who are not interested in receiving, but as many, John 1:12, as received him, he gave them power. He always gives to those who receive him. Notice, not as many who believed in power. It starts with him, receiving him. Then you now enjoy everything that comes with him. Tonight, let your attention be stayed on Jesus, not your problems. I learned this from Benny Hinn many years ago. And he said, you know, traveling across the world and seeing the mighty hand of God in his crusades, he said one of the things he learned, particularly about the healing ministry, is that every time people focus on their problems, focus on their pain, focus on their frustrations, they usually did not receive, no matter how powerful the crusade was. And for a while he was bothered and he asked the Lord, he said, God, why would such a strong atmosphere of your power, your glory, and yet some persons don't receive? And according to him, he said, the Spirit of God ministered to him that for as long as Peter kept looking at the waves and the sea, he began to sink down. For as long as the nation of Israel kept looking at the serpents that were coming to bite them, there was no victory. But when Peter set his gaze on Jesus, when the nation of Israel looked at the brazen altar, and he said he found that day a secret that changed his life. That when you are in the presence of God, in spite of the fact that you came with the pain, in spite of the fact that you came with the bills, listen, in spite of the fact that you came trusting God for a visitation, you have 24 hours left. If not, they may charge you to court. There may be some kind of problem. You never get victory focusing on the problem. You have to trust God enough to look beyond that problem and look at him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb. The more you look at the problems, the challenges, the situation, you know what happens? It grows. It is magnified as your faith shrinks. But if you take your eyes away and you focus on Jesus, I don't know where the bills will come from, the money for the bills, but I look unto you. I don't know where the next meal will come from, but I look unto you. I'm having this court case. If God does not help me, perhaps it is doomed for me, but I look unto you. I have this medical report I brought. They said I'm cancer stage 2, 3, 4. I'm almost gone. They said my kidneys are packed. They said my eyes are not functioning. I brought someone blind, deaf, dumb, crippled. Doesn't matter. Provided you focus on the situation, I'm telling you, you make it difficult for the power of God to reach you. The way it works is that you must trust God enough to say, this challenge, I don't ignore the fact that you are here, but I'm in the presence of Jesus. You cannot be a distraction. Are we together? And do you know, I have seen this happen many times. By the grace of God, there are people who suddenly turn away from those problems and just focus on Jesus. I tell you, many times you turn back and find out a miracle has happened. Most of them will tell you, I was left in reckless abandonment worshiping him, I checked the pain and the pain was no longer there. I checked the right ear, I just discovered it's open. Because it's like the Holy Spirit trying to bring the power of God to you. But once you are distracted, the more you look at your problems, you magnify Satan. Agreed that these problems are in varieties and that they come with different levels of emotional impact. Agreed that these problems, some of them are long-standing. But for as long as you focus on your challenge, for as long as you keep your eyes on the problems, you're never really going to receive a miracle. It was a lesson I learned from his ministry, and it's changed my life because I've seen it work. There are people who come with childlike heart. Sometimes you are tempted to think that there's nothing wrong with their lives until they tell you what is wrong with them. The person will stand and tell you, as I'm dancing right now, I'm stage two, you know, cancer. As I'm standing right now, something is wrong with my family. As I'm standing right now, I left my luggage outside. So why are you dancing? Because I'm in the presence of He who can change my story. Why are you rejoicing? Because I know if God does not help me, vain is the help of man. And you find out that help arises for them. Versus those who come offended at God, offended at everybody around them. Oh God, will you not step in? All I'm concerned about is this my issue, this my issue. Let's pray. Their eyes are on the issue. Let's sing. Their eyes are on the issue. Turn to your neighbor. Look, my neighbor is he looks rich. I'm the one who knows what issue. Those kind of people don't receive anything. And at the end of it, they become offended again. You see that now? It feeds back into their unbelief. And they say, you know what? It looks like God has decided to isolate me, to punish me. Tonight, why don't you use a different approach for the miracle service? Take your eyes away from the pain. God has sent us here to address it. But let your eyes be on Jesus. He says, after this, I looked and I saw. When I looked, not at the problem, when I looked, not at my pain, I saw. Are we together? And it's my prayer for you sincerely that the more you stay your eyes on Jesus through His word, the more faith will rise from within you. And in the name of Jesus, as faith rises from within you, let me tell you what is going to happen to some of you. It is beyond faith that just comes by the word. Some of you, as you listen to me, somewhere in the course of my teaching, the spirit of faith will fall upon you. You know what happens when the spirit of faith falls upon you? You will see how small your situation is in light of God's might, in light of God's power. And I tell you, it will just like that. It will just move in one moment, the twinkling of an eye, that pain, that healing, that miracle. Do you believe that? Whilst you are seated, in 1 minute, whether you are outside or any of the overflows following online, I'd like you to pray and say, Father, help me receive maximally tonight. Let this not be an ordinary miracle service. Let me not just celebrate what you are doing in the life of others. I've insisted to be a beneficiary tonight. Is someone giving God praise? Likato salibranti la kaparazzo dish. I insist. I call it my miracle service. I call it my testimony service. I call it my encounter service. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So give me the honor one more time to welcome everyone. Appreciate international guests especially. Thank you for leaving your various stations outside this nation to visit with us, to worship with us. The Lord will do you good in Jesus' name. Please allow me honor again His Royal Highness, the Ponjizini. God bless you. God bless you, Mr. Nimnan. God bless you. The Lord honor you, sir. Thank you so much for worshiping with us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Zephaniah 3 and verse 17, the Bible says, the Lord in the midst of His people is mighty. The Lord in the midst of His people. Not just the Lord seated on the throne, God who is in the midst of His people, who has decided to tabernacle with His people, is mighty, mighty to save and to rejoice over you with joy. Psalm 107 from verse 19 and 20, 107, 19 and 20, the Bible says there, give it to us media, they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. When believers are perplexed on every side, buffeted left, right and center, the Bible says the official response is to cry unto the Lord in trouble. And the Bible says God saves them out of their distresses. And how does He do that? He sends forth His word. And that word heals them, and that word delivers them from their destructions. Other version to say from the grave. The destruction there talks about degeneration until you are finally cast down to the grave. So He delivers them from their destruction. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, manifesting the victorious life. Let me begin to charge our hearts by the word as we prepare to receive from God tonight. Manifesting the victorious life. This was while I prepared for the miracle service. This was a direction the Holy Spirit kept moving me in, insisting that we experience the fullness of the victorious life. Hallelujah. The life of victory and dominion is God's desire for all saints. In fact, it is our heritage in Christ. Manifesting the victorious life for the believer, like I have taught you, lend me your attention now, please. It's an interplay of three forces. Let me just set it as a background. Number one, wisdom. Number two, faith. Number three, power. If you want to manifest the victorious life, there are three principal forces that must be captured in your Christian experience. If you do not understand these three forces, these three operations, you may not experience the fullness of the victorious life. I repeat again, number one is wisdom. Number two is faith. Number three is power. Wisdom here talks about the body of spiritual information that is connected to our manifesting victory. It's not just talking about the right application of knowledge. In this sense, wisdom is a holistic capture of the body of truth, the body of light, the body of spiritual information allotted for the victory of the saints. By now you know that victory in the kingdom is programmed. Listen carefully. Victory in the kingdom is programmed in any aspect of your life. Victory in your finances, victory in your spiritual life, victory in your career, victory in your health. Are we together? Victory over demonic forces is programmed. And if you do not understand the tools for which to make that programming happen, you may not experience it. In as much as it's a reality that is finished in Christ, there is a body of knowledge. I have taught you that the Zoe life is word activated. It is activated by engaging a body of spiritual information. The Bible calls it marvelous light. Marvelous light. A body of spiritual information. So the wisdom of God here means when God wants to manifest the victory that is in Christ, in my life and your life, you are quickened. Let me tell you how it works. The Holy Ghost, you see, it's this business of wisdom is not just scripture alone. It's a twofold approach. There is a dimension of that engineering that comes from the Spirit of God. He quickens your understanding. Isaiah 11 and verse 2 and 3. He makes you of quick understanding. Verse 3. You shall be of quick understanding. Are we together? So once he quickens your understanding, then the light from scripture, he breathes upon the word so that you see beyond the pages, beyond chapters, beyond verses, beyond prophecies, beyond parables, beyond stories. He begins to draw the light out of scripture. Ordinary statements begin to carry spiritual weight because you are looking from the standpoint of wisdom. Are we learning now? That's one of the ways that God helps us to walk in victory. You will never, listen to me, knowing that it's in your destiny to be victorious is important, but it's not enough. The one who is bankrupt of the requisite spiritual knowledge, the requisite level of wisdom, may never walk in victory. I give you an instance. It is possible for you to know that you have victory over Satan, over curses like the dear lady shared, over witchcraft patterns and all of that. You can claim it and yet never enter the experience of it, because that knowledge is a fact based on scripture. But you must understand there is a requisite level of wisdom to appropriate that truth so that it becomes life to you. Many believers are full of information that are expressions of realities, God's proposition, the things that are finished in Christ. And that is a good starting point. But most do not, they lack the wisdom component to appropriate the riches of redemption, to make it manifest here and now in their lives. Everybody say wisdom. Please shout it like you're receiving. Say wisdom. So the starting point of walking in victory at any level is access to wisdom, access to this light. I found your word and I did eat it. It became a joy and it became a rejoicing to my soul. And that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. It's able to make you wise unto salvation. Able to make you wise. As you learn the ways of God, line upon line. Now, it's not something that happens in one day, to be honest with you. It's a journey. It's a journey. Are we together? A journey beyond the initial experience of salvation. And you begin to learn the ways of God. You are accessing wisdom by the Spirit through the pages of Scripture, through your fellowship with the Spirit, by listening to careers of wisdom. You are receiving this dimension in measures of wisdom. Sooner or later, you become full of the wisdom of God. And that leads to the next step, faith. Knowing what you should do is important, but you need faith. Wisdom paves the way, but faith is what engages you. What is faith? I wrote here the depth of conviction and the drive to act upon the word. The depth of conviction. It's not enough to have it as an information. It must sink into your heart, sink into your spirit. Fully persuaded, the depth of conviction alongside the fortitude to now put the word of God that you have heard to work. Are we learning? Very, very powerful. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 1 and 2, it says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, that any of us should come short of it. Are we together? Verse 2, it says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached, not the word hidden, the word was declared, the word was dispensed. So wisdom was available. But the Bible says, even at that, it was the word, not the word dormant, not the word resident, the word preached, declared, did not profit them. You know why? Not being mixed with faith, not being mixed with conviction, not being mixed with persuasion, not being mixed with the fortitude to take steps, to act upon, to do, to obey them that heard it. If you do not act upon the word, God will be limited in terms of his commitment. Acting upon the word is releasing your will. It's a declaration of your interest, your participation. It's proof that you trust him to move. You can hear the word. God wants to heal. That is his wisdom. But if you do not engage it by faith, are we together now? That word can come with all of the power of God backing it. And yet it does not work in your life. Because wisdom meets with faith. To walk, faith, conviction. I believe in Jesus. I believe he can heal. I believe he can raise a poor man from a dunghill and place him in a place of notoriety. I believe he can restore, like the worship team sang. Do you believe that? It matters. When it has to do with faith, you must examine what you believe about God. God loves everyone, but his performance only goes the direction of those who put their trust in him. The Bible says, they that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. Are we together? That abides forever and is never shaken. Many believers have access to the wisdom of God, but most believers do not know that in this kingdom, the just lives upon the strength of his convictions. The just lives upon the strength of his acting upon the word. Acting upon the word. If it be thou, bid me come. I've taught you here. He never said, Peter, come. He said, come. Everybody of those in that boat, they heard come. And any of them that acted upon that word will be acting in obedience. But only one person took that step. And it was the one person who experienced the miracle. He told the 10 lepers, all of you, Go show yourself to the priest. Offer the sacrifices that make for your cleansing. The Bible says they heard him. That was the wisdom of God. But if they remained there, they would be crippled for the rest of their life. The Bible said, as they went, he told Naaman, go and wash 7 times at the pool of Jordan. While Naaman was arguing, wisdom was there, but there was no result. But the Bible says, being encouraged by the slave girl and other people, he went and washed 7 times. And at the 7th time, he came out and his skin became like that of a child. How about the man at Bethesda? He says, all right, rise up, take up your bed and walk. And the Bible says, immediately, the man stood up and he walked. What of the man who was blind? Put mud and spittle to his eyes and said, go to the pool called Siloam and wash. Are you seeing there? You find out every time the wisdom of God comes, there will always be need to act, to do, to act, to do. You don't fold your arms and say, well, God has spoken. I know it will happen. No, it will not happen, sir. If God speaks, you must receive it by faith. Someone say, I receive. Say, I act. Say again, I receive. Say, I do the word. I act upon the word. I obey the word. Manifesting the word of God demands faith. There are no guarantees anywhere. It is at the point of acting. So you came here, for instance, maybe you are in a stretcher or in a crutch and you could not walk. Nobody's downplaying the fact that you had a fracture on your limbs. Nobody's downplaying the fact that maybe your bone broke. Nobody's downplaying the fact that, medically speaking, you carried yourself aided to come here. The crutch is there. The pain is there. But you came for a miracle service. If you go to a hospital knowing you are sick, by the time the doctor tells you to lie down, for the next 6-10 hours, you'll be unconscious. We are going to be doing something in your body. You don't ask the doctor, what are you going to do? You trust the fact that because he's called a consultant, are we together now? And you lie down gladly. And while you are receiving the injection, you receive with joy and you watch yourself pass out as though dead. And while you are there, some having visions, some having all kinds of things, the doctors are there acting. And sometimes for 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 hours, maybe even 24 hours, a patient is there as lifeless. You need to see what doctors do to understand what God can do. A doctor will saw the brain of a human being, literally, the way you cut meat, beef in an abattoir, and yet that's a human being. And it's not wickedness. They are attempting to fix a brain tumor. They literally will cut out a portion of his skull, bring it out, reach down to the brain, and be correcting things there. These are doctors that were once children. And the man lying down signed it. He agreed that they should do it. And then when all is said and done, they sew the man back, and then they wait patiently for his resuscitation. Will he come back or not? And everybody, they've done their best. They are hoping. And all of a sudden, the person comes back and everyone is clapping. And in the course of days, weeks, months, he recovers. And you will never believe he once was under a knife. If you can trust a doctor who had to learn that process. Is someone learning now? You trusted him with your kidney. You trusted him with your brain. You trusted him with your life. He told you this is 50-50. You still said, yes, I will take the chance. Come on now, we're talking about the creator of the ends of the earth. And he said, can you give me that pain for 5 minutes? Just 5 minutes, not 10, not 20. And you're saying, Lord, it's because you don't understand the way this bone broke. Are we together? When a wealthy man calls you and says, come and wait in my office, I'm going to have a meeting for 8 hours, but after 8 hours, I will attend to your proposal. You can sit down fasting, but not in a fast. And you are patiently waiting. At the end of 8 hours, he comes and, my dear daughter, you are still there. I hope you are not tired. Say, me, no, not at all. Tired for what? I'm here, I'm patient. Do you know why? You are waiting on him because of capacity you perceive that he has. He's not giving you a guarantee yet. But the fact that you see the kinds of people coming in and out, you have the patience to wait. How about a restaurant? You don't go to a restaurant wondering what you ask them, do you have this, do you have that? Yes, you've not seen it, and yet you believe it. You can call your guests and say, come, they have food in this restaurant. Let's be patient for a few minutes, food is coming. Did you go to the kitchen? No. Did you verify? What if the person, the waiter, is lying? You took the risk to invite everybody, put your reputation, and you were smiling because they gave you a picture. I hope you know that it's because of the drawing. They drew what they are bringing out for you on the menu, and based on it, you said, if this is what you have here, this is exactly what I want. It's amazing how we can trust men. But when it has to do with God, we now begin to be scientific. You see, Abuja has a peculiar situation. My family, the curse is so deep. He's able. He's able. God is able to do just what He says He will do. God is able to do just what He says He will do. My God is able to do just what He says He will do. My God is able to do just what He says He will do. He's able, He's able. He's able, 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 He's able. Tonight I'm shaking away unbelief so that you give God a chance. You are not the first to look for a house rent, ma. Please listen to me. You are not the first to trust God to heal you. There are people who died and came back. You've not died yet. If the dead can come back to life, the living can be healthy. Did you hear what I said? What is worse than dying? The man who has a brain problem and the man who is dead, whose situation is worst off? And if God can bring the dead, listen, I hope you know most of the people who came back to life, it was sickness that killed them. So it was not just resurrection that happened to them. Healing also happened. Because if you come back and you are still sick, God just brought you pain. God is able to do just what He says He will do. God is able to do just what He says He will do. God can do it all. Yes, sir. My God. When it has to do with God, I will say our God. I don't know the one you believe in. My God can lift a man from a family. It doesn't matter what your background is, and place you and sign there. Let me see the power that takes you out of that place. My God for you. My God can bring salvation to a family. You are talking of a whole family where no one has been saved. You cleared the way for Him and watch what He's able to do. Is God not able to restore? They sang it. Restore. God is able. Healing. Question. The sickness you now have in your body, were you born with it? Mostly no. So, the person who brought it into your body, did he ask you whether you believe in Him? He just brought it. So what makes you believe it can come and then it cannot go out? You were not born with a cancer. You were not born with a tumor. It came from somewhere. What makes you believe it cannot shrink and disappear? The cataract, the eye condition, glaucoma, the ear condition. Shake away unbelief from your life. Hallelujah. You believe your money disappeared and you don't believe God can bring favor to you. Are we together now? We have been programmed to think negative in life. And when we think about God, we think the same way too. God forbid people go to herbalists and don't ask them stupid questions. They are afraid of their life. So they ask questions. Are you going to do this? The man says, don't worry. It's done. Go. And you say, what is the evidence? Say, if you don't disappear from this place, I will turn that thing upside down. And you live quietly. You don't question the man. And yet when God said it is done, he said, ah, God, no, now. It can't be that it is done. He said, as they went. There are times it will say immediately. There are times it will say as they went. Let me prophesy to someone tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. For you it's not as you go. It's as you listen. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake these things, as you are hearing me speak tonight, may the God of heaven arise for you. May the God of heaven show up for you. May the God of heaven begin the process of visitation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Wisdom, faith, and then number three, power. This is where the rubber hits the road. Power. Oh, I like the subject of power. Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. Power, sir, the language of the realm of the spirit. The only language the realm of the spirit respects, not discussions. Power. 32:17, Jeremiah. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched an outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. If he made the heavens and the earth, he will make any life by his power. God is powerful enough to make any life. Is someone learning now? Powerful enough. Now, power here does not just mean the force for compliance. It captures all the graces that must be made available for the word of God to manifest in your life. All the graces. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Media, not 8:9. 2 Corinthians 8:9. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Say, I receive. It says that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, you will abound unto every good work. The assignment of power is to make the requisite graces, the wherewithal, available for you. Faith connects you to the power of God. The power of God does the actual delivery of your results. Do not forget this. Faith connects, the assignment of faith is to connect you to the power of God. Once faith connects you to the power of God, it's done its job. That power can now flow to bring healing. You see, the power of God is like electricity. If you understand electricity, you can understand the power of God. Because the same electricity can make the iron hot. The same electricity can make the refrigerator cold. The same electricity can make your television work. The same electricity can make some gadget in your house. Maybe your microwave, maybe whatever it is. Various functions, gadgets, all working by the same electricity. The same power attends to your finances. The same power brings you deliverance. The same power brings you healing. When we call it the healing anointing, the breakthrough anointing, is the same anointing. It is just the mode of its operation. The same spirit. Like you call him the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might. Is the same spirit. It's just that the way he operates in giving you wisdom is different from the way he operates in giving you counsel. They are similar but different. Hallelujah. So as the power of God comes to you, that power can come to you as the healing anointing. The same power can come for someone as the ability to restore. Who is learning now? The same power. Don't assume because you are all shouting amen to the same declaration, you are all receiving the same thing. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. To someone, that power is coming, visiting your foundation, dealing with something down. For someone, you've dealt with that. It comes to you as divine direction, empowering your mind to know what to do. Are you learning now? In fact, for someone, it's a quickening of the spirit. Quickening of the spirit. For someone, that anointing can come not as deliverance, not as healing, but as impartation. Because you are in a season in your life where it's time for you to begin to manifest like the eagle. So that power rests upon you. Whether a man of God, whether a businessman, my God, who am I prophesying to? That it rests upon you like fire, like rain, rests upon you and begins to change the trajectory of your life. Elanta selege barakusiyata, kabrante saliga barantusiyata. Yes, sir. The power of the Holy Spirit. It can come as different things to people. The same way electricity, what electricity does to a television is different from what it does to a pressing iron. Different to what it does to a refrigerator. Same electricity, sir. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what the problem is, now that you have heard the wisdom of God from me, now that you have applied your faith, I want you to know that there's more than enough power by the Spirit of God to grant you testimony here. Micah chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, surely I am full of power by the Spirit. I am full of power by the Spirit. Micah 3 and verse 8, I am full of power by the Spirit. Power to dismantle yokes of darkness. Power to bring curses and ordinances, writings and speakings of evil men and evil things to an end. Power to change your story. The same power was at work in Abraham. The same power was at work in Esther. The same power was at work in Gideon. But the outcomes they produced were different. Power for you. It is bespoke to your needs. Bespoke to your problems. When the power of God comes into your life, it works like a drug. It will search for what aspect of your life is stopping you from manifesting the victorious life. Please sit down. Let me establish a few things and then we'll pray. There's a holy anger in my spirit, and I pray in the name of Jesus it will remain so for tonight. Now, what is the victorious life to you? Listen to me. Listen, everybody. What is the victorious life to you? John 10:10. When you are able to define the victorious life by the word of God, it helps you to see what aspect of your life you are yet to experience victory indeed. When you can define what the victorious life is, it is difficult to create expectations in the presence of God until you have defined what the ideal you in light of God's word is. You may not know how many things in your life are still short of God's standard until you define what the victorious life is. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill and to destroy. He says, I am come. Give us amplified, please. The thief cometh not, he says, but for to steal, to kill and to destroy. He says, I am come that ye may have and enjoy life, and that you have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Most people do not know. Listen. Do you know hunger is a product of awareness? We had I think it was towards the end of last year, or was it early this year? I can't remember. I think last year, when we had the medical outreach and people were treated, you know, tests, cervical cancer and other things, we had quite a number of people. It was a great time. And I remember some of the doctors told me that there were people, women, who were sick, but they did not know. Do you know why they did not know? Because there was no basis. Someone needed to create for them the ideal picture of what a healthy woman was. Then they would now compare it to their state. Are we together? And some of them, upon having that standard, had to say, doctor, in that case, it means something is wrong with me. And upon checking it, they now discovered that some of them had issues they were not aware of. Many believers do not know how low they are until you can paint a picture of what the victorious believer is. When you paint that picture, you cross-check it against your life. Then it will now create your prayer request. Your prayer request should not just come emotionally, mechanically. Are we together? For someone, by the time you check who the victorious believer is, you will throw away all the things you've written and you have one singular prayer request, that I may know him. Because based on the definition of the victorious believer, you will know that writing a house, a job, those things are secondary. That based on this picture, the real problem with you is that you do not know the Lord. Who is the victorious believer to you based on the word of God? Can you see one? Can you identify one if you are shown? If I tell you who is a failure, subliminally you have that picture in your mind. When I say define for me, personify a failure, use parameters and show me who is a failure. You may, usually the first expression is poverty, maybe lack, maybe sickness. You just paint a picture in your mind of some, maybe Job, you know, Job's tragedy may be your definition of a failure. But if I tell you who is the victorious believer, did you know the average believer does not have a picture of what victory looks like? So Jesus walked upon the earth not just to die for us, you have been taught. He also came to personify. He came to give your mind an image that the next time you talk of victory from God's standpoint, there is the picture of the Son of God, and that becomes your reference. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus. Why look? Because in looking you become. In looking you frustrate anything in your life that is inconsistent with the image you are seeing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Who is learning? You need to define victory. Many people define victory just based on financial parameters. That's wonderful but incomplete. Others define the victorious life based on health parameters. Others based on career parameters. Others based on spiritual parameters. And all of these are components of the victorious life. But you see, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 5. Give us 2 Kings chapter 5. Let's read verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 5, I hope I'm right on that. Let's read verse 1. The Bible gives us a very powerful rendition here, talking about the man Naaman. He was a captain in the army. The Bible says, now Naaman, this Naaman was the captain of the host of the king of Syria. Follow closely. He was a what? Great man. Everybody say great. And the Bible says he was an honorable man. Say honorable. It says because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. The Bible says he was a mighty man. So say great. Say honorable. Say mighty. One more time. Say great. Say honorable. Say mighty. And the Bible still says but. Come on now. Great, honorable, mighty, there was still a but. He was a great man. He was an honorable man. He was a mighty man. But you now see that even as much as this man was a great man, there was still a but. Great spiritual life, but. Great finances, but. Wonderful children, but. Great marriage, great fasting life, great word life, but the assignment of this miracle service is to take away that but and complete that equation until you become a true portrait. Who is learning this now? A gentleman full of character, but. Very fine, young, virtuous lady, but. From a family that loves the Lord sincerely, but. The but there represents everything Satan introduced to corrupt the name of the Lord in your life. For some, that but is shame and reproach. For some, that but is delay and all kinds of satanic manipulations. Are we together? For someone, that but is just reproach. Great graduate, first class, master's, PhD, but no job. Give us that scripture again. 2 Kings 5, 1. A great man, an honorable man, a mighty man, but a leper. Please look up. How many of you know that that word leper has an interesting way of canceling every other thing you said before it? When they called the woman the woman with the issue of blood, they never told us whether she was married or not. They never told us whether she was beautiful or not. Are you saying there was nothing good about that woman? But simply because there was a but, the Bible seemed to stress the but and leave the other one. Here the Bible is fair enough to tell us that this man was great, was honorable, was mighty, but he was a leper. Every but in anyone's life, in the name of Jesus, as we begin to pray, my God, my Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that God will drive it like smoke before the wind. Drive it like smoke before the wind. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. When you understand the portrait of a victorious believer, it helps you to identify the buts. That means the areas that are still left in your life. Look up. How many of you know that while it is good to be grateful for the hand of God in one area of your life, your gratitude in one area should not be the reason why you tolerate a but in another area? Did you hear what I said? Sometimes we are overwhelmed by the good that God has done for us in one or two areas, and that's wonderful. But if you are not careful, your gratitude can work against you, because while being grateful, God says, hitherto you have asked for nothing. He says, ask that you might receive, that your joy may be complete. I think that should be John 16, 24 or thereabout. Hitherto you have asked for nothing. He says, ask and you receive, so that your joy may be full. If you are following me, say amen. A man can experience the faithfulness of God all round. Genesis 24 and verse 1. And this is what I'm trusting God that he would do in my life and your life tonight. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. Read the remaining part like it is your testimony. One, two, go. How many things? How many things? A man can be sorted by God in all things. That you look at your life and in all fairness, the only thing you have to say is thank you, Lord. Because as far as every aspect of your life is concerned, he's come through for you. Do you believe that? You must have that picture in your mind. Now, while you are having it, let me tell you what Satan would do now. Whilst I'm giving you this ideal picture, Satan, who is the master of the sense realm, will now begin to lie to you and say, don't waste your time. That image you see is far. The kind of family you come from, you will not even reach 50% of that picture. Let God be true, and every devil be a liar. Every devil a liar. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are many scriptures that we can piece together like different materials. You know how a tailor, look up please. You know how a tailor puts a cloth together? When you watch a tailor sewing a beautiful cloth, especially if it's a multicolored cloth, sometimes it looks like nonsense. They cut one part looking like a mistake, then they keep it there. They cut another part, they hang it, they do a little embroidery, they hang it. It's only the tailor who has an idea of what he or she is producing. Am I right? If you come in and see all those pieces of materials, sometimes you will say, material that I bought in the market. This is how you are shredding all of them into pieces. And she says, just be patient. I'm working out something. A little here, a little there. Sometimes she will pieces some, they look like rubbish. You will think it's children that came to play in that tailoring place. But just allow her to couple everything. By the time she couples everything and brings it, you are like, my goodness, what is this? Say, next time you see me cutting things, I'm only cutting to give beauty. Let me walk like a tailor in 1 minute and show you a few scriptures that put together the definition of a victorious believer. John 10:10. I'll run through a few scriptures quickly. As I'm giving you this scripture, carry with me the imagination of a tailor I'm showing you the various pieces because someone is going to wear a garment called victory tonight. And in the name of Jesus, I'm coming by the spirit of a tailor, and I'm using the scripture to weave certain materials and to take away the garment of shame, the garment of reproach. And for some, you are like Joshua the high priest. A filthy garment will be removed and another one with honor will be given to you. If you believe that, say amen. Let me show you a few scriptures that can help describe for us a portrait of what the Bible calls the victorious believer, the overcomer, one who is complete in Christ in experience. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. I am come that ye may have life and have it to overflow. Number two, Proverbs 4:18. I'm giving you from the lens of scripture the pictures that put together the portrait of a victorious believer. The path of the just, say I'm justified, is as a shining light that shineth more and more. Prophesy, say more and more. You are receiving it. Join me in that prophecy. Say more and more. So this right here is a template of a victorious believer's life. Never having a better yesterday. When you think you have seen the best of them, then comes another layer. Who am I speaking to? Anyone who believes they've seen the end of you. This is only April. Tell them there are eight more months. And in every one of those months, it will be wonder adding after wonder. I say to you, wonder adding after wonder. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me advise you. April is not December. No, sir. There is still a long way to December. When you watch a relay, a marathon, sometimes by the time they shoot the gun, the person who will actually take first may be somewhere in the line there. And the guy who is currently first, he knows he will not end up being the first. He's just running and enjoying the moment. By the time you get to the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, there will be a shift. There are people who were quiet there. It was not delayed. They were conserving energy so that they will exert that energy when needed. That God is slowing down with you in April is because of what you will be doing in May. It's because of what you will be doing in June. Are we together now? That marathon you began with God was since last year, and God is still watching you. By the time he will push you in one month will look like 1999 to 2023 together. In the name of Jesus Christ. I hope you are receiving tonight. More and more. More and more. I will never admire my yesterday at the detriment of my today. I admire yesterday to impress, to encourage me. But compared to what God has in store for me, yesterday is child's play. Who is joining me in that prophecy? Let me advise every man of God here. Never plateau. I know I have taught you the laws of seasons. The law of seasons is a natural phenomenon. But there is knowledge. You can irrigate your life during dry season and still remain ever fresh. Are we together now? Don't let anybody tell you this is his time. Every time can be your time. Depending on what waters you. You only dry when you are out of touch in water. In agriculture, there's what we call irrigation, dry season farming. The farm is not aware that it is dry season. It's only the inhabitants that are aware. But as far as the farm is concerned, it is evergreen. You won't go out of relevance. I'm prophesying to you, you will not go out of relevance. In the name of Jesus. Where the devil wants to take you out of relevance, God will set a bush on fire near you so that all eyes will get back to the direction where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Scripture number 3. I'm painting for you the picture of the victorious believer. I'm also helping you to get angry properly so that where you see that you are short of this photo, it becomes your anger as we pray. Lord, my life cannot remain like this. I have come for a miracle service. I have come to contend. You believe that? Say amen. Deuteronomy chapter 21, please, from verse 1 and 2. I'm painting for you with the artistry of a tailor. We're piecing scriptures like materials to create a garment that represents honor, the overcomer's garment, the victorious ones. 28 and verse 1. Deuteronomy 28. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, watch this, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high. Who will be on high? Who will be on high? I didn't hear you. Who will be on high? Beginning from tonight, all through this year, regardless the devil, I decree and declare, on high remains your position. Above every challenge, it remains your position. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee. It didn't say shall be around you. Shall come on thee and overtake you, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord. All these blessings. My life should be a portrait of a blessed life. Helped by God. Marvelously favored by God. Who is believing this? Blessed life. Blessed here does not just talk of finances. Oh, it's more than finances. There are few people who understand what it means to be blessed by God. Most people, and it's a very reasonable index to use to measure the blessing when you look at finances. It's there, but it is far inferior. There are nobler parameters to measure the blessing of the Lord. One of it is the covenant of peace. The blessed life. That everybody who sees you, they know that the hand of God is upon you. Proverbs 23 and verse 4. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. That must have been a mistake. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. The overcomer's life. 43, 1 and 2. Yeah. But thus said the Lord that created thee. Watch this. I'm showing you a life of victory. Fear not, a life without fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Read verse 2 with me. 1, 2, go. When you pass through waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, it shall not overflow thee. When you walk through fire, it shall not burn you, neither shall the flame be upon you. Everybody say, that describes me. A life of victory. Romans 8:28, a picture of the overcomer. And we know, I like this. And we know, I know, Koinonia knows that all things, the one who is called victorious is the one who you put in any situation and he can predict the end. That the end of it is victory. And we know that all things, all conditions, all situations, I'm prophesying to someone, including the condition that sent you to church, it can work together for good to them that love God, who are the called. The house rent issue can become a springboard to meet your destiny helper. The joblessness issue can give you an idea that makes you an entrepreneur. I'm telling you, in Christ and for the believer, you cannot be disadvantaged if you understand. I carry that mentality that I cannot be disadvantaged. Revelations 5 and verse 10. And has made us unto our God kings. Kings. Royalty. Royalty. You don't need to believe I'm a king. It's none of your business. It's between me and those I've been made. I've not been made king over men. I'm king over situations. Kings. Priests. We shall reign on earth. The life of dominion. A life of dominion. Total control over the things and the happenings around your life. You are not a victim of the vicissitudes of life. You are not the end recipient or the victim of other people's programmings. You have been given the fortitude to define your possibilities by the word of God and to reject anything from coming to your life that is not consistent with the ways of God. Who is learning? The victorious life therefore captures, among others, spiritual vibrancy, the health of your connection with God. The victorious life captures fruitfulness, a life that is ever green, ever fresh, ever increasing, ever fruitful. The victorious life captures dominion, control, liberty, and authority. The victorious life captures purpose. You are not living a wasted life. There is meaning to your life, meaning to your days, meaning to your weeks. The victorious life captures growth. You are never stunted, never stagnated, never remaining at the same position. You are always evolving from one level, one dimension to the other. The victorious life captures impact, maximum kingdom impact. If all this and more happen to you, then you are walking in the experience of victory. Let me run that list with you one more time. That it captures spiritual vibrancy. You are victorious to the degree to which you have a healthy, functional relationship with the God of the Bible, sponsored by a healthy prayer life, a healthy word life. Are we together? Loving Jesus, knowing Him the more, serving Him passionately. The victorious life captures within it fruitfulness, results, testimonies. Your life is never bankrupt, never scarce of the doings of God. Show me a man who always has a reason to testify. I show you one who is walking in victory. Not once a year, not once a month, not once any other time. Consistently, the goodness of God. The goodness of God. A life of dominion. Total control over your spiritual climate, over the happenings around you. You are not a victim of the ill speakings of people. You do not become the end beneficiary or recipient, in fact, victim of other people's programmings. Let me tell you this. Where someone dug a pit, and that's why you are in a pit right now, I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not only come out of that pit, God will grant you grace to be exalted like He did. There are people who are in pits right now. It's not a pit they dug. Haman dug it. He dug it, and for some reason you got into it. You are victims of other people's foolishness, their trouble, their ill speaking, or their demonic fraternities. Welcome to your time of liberty tonight. My God will set you free and your life will show it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as we rise to pray, I want you to pray with all your heart and to pray with every sense of fervency. I want to take time to minister to the sick today. I sense a strong burden to minister to the sick, but I want us to pray because there are things that need to be settled. And the Lord gave me 6 prayer points, only 6. We are going to be praying only 6 prayer points. And those prayer points are revelations of the areas where God wants to visit you. If I were you, when it's time to pray, you pray seriously. Pray seriously. Don't pray looking around. Don't pray some gentleman's prayer that does not bring. You need to pray like your destiny depends on it. For someone, you came for Koinonia tonight to carry grace. You see, this thing called grace, bar. What's that our song again?
Oh, make me fall. Oh, make me sorry.
When the hand of God is upon a man, the grace that you have to tell people is there is not there. Grace is like a cap on your head. Now, when you see people who come from particularly South Africa and certain parts of Southern Africa, they have a dressing style, and sometimes they have these lovely caps, you know, these hair gears that they put. I mean, even if you are blind, you know that they are wearing something. That's how grace is. It's impossible to wear that cap and have to explain. No, sir. No, sir. The way it will tame situations in your life, it will be evident that the hand of God is upon you. Someone, you came here with a dry head, but when it's time to pray, you're going to say, Father, I'm tired of this dryness. Place something upon this head. Place something upon this hand. Place something upon this life. Let it be evident that your hand is upon me. Let me give you 1 minute to prepare your spirit as we begin to pray. 1 minute to prepare your spirit. Outside, prepare your spirit. If I were you, I would pray in the spirit. Shanana katelekatesh. Kratekateke paratos katelentesh. Krapatekatebeleke paratokasedesh. Tired of a life of sickness. Tired of a life of defeat. Up today, down tomorrow. Up today, down tomorrow. Vibrance today, on the ground tomorrow. Increase today, going down tomorrow. Come on, someone. Prepare your spirit. We're about to pray. It's a new season. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. You are preparing your heart. It is unto you to the degree to which you insist. I painted the picture. We have used scriptures to paint that garment, to sew that garment of honor, that garment of greatness, that garment of glory. It's up to you to be willing to remove this garment of reproach and wear that garment that befits your status in Christ. Our family following online, we're about to pray. Make sure you are connected to pray. You are praying in the spirit. 1 minute. Sibelekatesh, Sketebeleka Prantos Kalegram Batekatesh. A life of no going down, no rainy season and dry season. Ever consistent growth, ever consistent rising, shining like the stars, like the brightness of the firmament. Victory over life's vicissitudes. Outside, make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let me tell you something I know about the realm of the spirit. To the one who does not get angry enough in the spirit, the realm of the spirit never regards you. Hallelujah. You have to get tired. Lord, you have declared that we are in the days of his power. I have heard your word, your wisdom has come. I have released my faith. What I'm waiting for now is power. And Lord, let it come, oh, let it come. My family situation cannot be that bad. Let it come. No, this embargo, it can't be that bad. Let it come, sir. Let it come. Things can change when you introduce God in a situation. Things can change. Things can change. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray. Isaiah 54 and verse 17. This is the first prayer point the Lord gave me tonight. We are going to be declaring supernatural freedom from captivity and demonic influences. Listen, I give you that prayer request, and when it's time to pray, pray. In that prayer, God is going to be settling things. As you pray, the fire of God is going to begin to fall on people. And I'm telling you, some of you, God is going to be manifesting that victory that is in Christ. Read 54 and verse 17 as loud as you can. One, two, go. Shall prosper. Thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Shout this, say, Father. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the blood freedom from every captivity and every demonic influence. Say it again. I declare by the blood of Jesus freedom from every demonic captivity and every demonic influence. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Shake parakote sekete. Freedom from every demonic captivity. Watchers of the night, familiar spirits coming to you in your dreams, molesting you while you sleep, appearing as exams you write that does not finish, appearing as spirit spouses that molest you in your sleep. Come on, someone pray. Lekata bakata brakatos katesh. Rakata brantakata brakata belekata. Broken. Broken by the blood. Broken by the blood. Nullified over my life. Wasters of the night. Ancestral curses. Patterns of darkness. Someone pray. Supernatural freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. I appropriate the blood. I appropriate the blood over curses. I appropriate the blood. Hey, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Someone is praying. I break that power. I break that cord that connects me to ancestry, that connects me to the gods of the fathers, that connects me to all kinds of demonic things. I am a child of God. I am washed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're still praying. Same prayer point. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Shout it like you're serious. By the blood of Jesus. I declare that from tonight, every power holding my destiny, affecting my foundation, be broken now. Open your mouth and pray. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. The blood speaks against altars. The blood speaks against ordinances. The blood speaks against programmings. Alikata brantakata barakata. Go ahead and pray. Every altar fighting your ministry, every altar fighting your relevance, fighting your fruitfulness, fighting your advancement, come against it, come against it, come against it, come against it. Sabratakata brakatesh, rakata brantakatesh, elakata brakatokate, rakata brantakate. Come on now, someone is praying. The power of God is moving. Pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We're still praying. Say, every agreement that was entered into on my behalf, I declare that as a child of God, I use my God-given ability to cut off from that agreement. I declare that agreement null and void. Open your mouth and pray. Null and void. Null and void. Every agreement by the ancient, every agreement by ancestry with my name on it, as an agreement, I cancel the terms of the agreement. Alantas kabarakatash. Someone is receiving his miracle. I tell you, someone is being free tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit. By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. By your words, you are justified. Go ahead and pray. Whether you come from Plateau State, Kaduna State, Lagos, Ibadan, whether you come from Cameroon, Ghana, America, South Africa, you can pray your way out of every hold of curses. From the north to the east to the south and the west, the power of God is able to set men free. In Jesus' name we pray. The last part of that prayer, and then we'll move to the next one. I wish God will open your eyes to see what is happening in the realm of the spirit. It's one thing to pray for you, but when you begin to engage by yourself, you see, are you ready to pray? Every garment of shame that is attracting disfavor, that is attracting all kinds of things, I take off that garment tonight. Every garment of shame, every garment of reproach, every garment called Ichabod that I've been wearing, it doesn't matter how long, I declare that garment be taken from off my life, be removed right now. Someone pray. Some of these garments came with burdens. Some of these garments came with yokes. Some of these garments came with programmings. Someone is praying. I take it off. I take it off. I shake it off. I shake it off. Garments of untimely death. Garments, grave clothes. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Allow me still give you one more prayer point. Lazarus was alive, but he was wearing the garment of a dead man. There are men who are alive, but from birth, a spiritual garment of untimely death is already on you, that you will not cross 40, you will not cross 50. I'd like you to say again, every grave cloth upon me, I lose you now. Leave me. Go. Go ahead and pray. I lose myself from every garment. Like Lazarus, I am alive. I am in Christ. I cannot be wearing grave clothes. You may have been dead in sin, but Jesus has come.
He's paid the price for you. You cannot be wearing the garment of a dead man when you are alive. Lose him. Let him go. Lose her. Let her go. Abranta sabala paratos, kropa katapela katas, granta braskati leka paratos, skopranta kabarakotos kiata. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me pray for you now before we go to the next point. Please bring those under the anointing out very quickly. I'm telling you, I'm seeing a vision, and what I'm seeing are coals of fire. That's what I'm seeing, coals of fire. Some of you have touched something in the realm of the spirit by this prayer. I want to pray for you. Tonight you must go free. You must go free. I don't care what held you down and how long it held you down. Right now I want to pray. I want you to quickly, please, whether you're an usher or not, bring those who need to come out under the anointing out very quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to give you a prophetic instruction. Just place your hand on your head. Don't worry, let me just do my thing. If you believe what I'm doing, I want to pray for you. As I pray, this instruction God is giving me, everything that has stolen your glory, the Lord is telling me is going to be restored. And the power of God is going to be resting on people as I pray. Bring them out. Father, I pray. Malike Tashkiata. Rakata Brakata Bekata. Anyone here, by the programmings of ancestry, the devil has taken away everything that belongs to you. I'm praying right now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Eleke Barakata Skiata. Embratakata Brakata Katos. I'd like you to shout Jesus three times. Are you ready? Go. Jesus. Number two. Number three. Release your destinies now. Release your destinies now. I decree and declare. Bring them out. Release your destinies now. You are a shield for us, oh God. Our glory, the lifter up of our heads. I decree and declare a restoration. A restoration, a restoration by the power of God in Jesus' name. Please put down your hands, bring them quickly. If the ushers are overwhelmed, please, if someone is under the anointing, do help to bring them out. Don't have to wait for ushers, they may need a lot more hands. You can, any two of you can just bring them and return back to your seat, so it makes it easy. There's a reason why I ask that they bring all the people out. I want to pray for you. Every negative programming, I'm praying now. Malanto shalikres keberentos yata. Yeah, raso de la nakata. I'm seeing a vision, what looks like a file with names on it. Names on it. These are not names of individuals. These are names of families. The surnames of families. Malike prata sagata. I decree and declare, every file set on fire now. I set it on fire now. I set it on fire now. In the realm of the spirit, let it be set on fire. On fire. Carrying the names of your siblings, carrying the names of your loved ones, carrying your name. I set it on fire. Shout it after me. Say, Father, I decree every handwriting with my name on it, let it be blotted out now. Open your mouth and pray. Blotted out. Blotted out. Blotted out. Shapatakatabakatos. Blotted out. Kamprantakaparakash. Ratakata Brakatesh, Labratakata Brantakata Brakatosh, Rakata Brakata Brakata, blotted out. Saying you will not marry, blotted out. Saying you will not get a job, blotted out. Saying you will not have children, blotted out. Saying you will die before your time. Malaka Brantakabash. Rapakata pakata prende, rakata prakata balakatos. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be silent. Let me pray for you now. I'm seeing the vision of a lady in the spirit, but I'm seeing her with skin like a man barbing the hair. This is a beautiful lady, but I'm not seeing her in the spirit. And I know the meaning of this. It means by some demonic manipulation, the glory of that lady and her family has been taken. But I want to pray. I don't know where that lady is. Malike paratos kiata, rakete brandekete balakata. Every altar that kashata makata, I'm declaring right now, let fire fall upon that lady. Fall upon that lady. Fall upon that lady. Fall upon that lady for her restoration. For Abarato Kata, fall upon that lady for her restoration. Bring them out. Fall upon that lady. Elantos Kalekra Balanto Zalika Berentus Yata Kratina Gaberentus Yate. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm hearing in my spirit, rebuke occultic powers. Occultic powers. This is not like witchcraft. This is actual occultism. I don't know who this string of occultism. Maybe you came into something you did not understand. For some of you, maybe where you were yesteryears, and you were sincerely brought into covenant, I'm praying for you. Since the Lord spoke it to my ears, I declare every occultic power that binds you, in the name of Jesus, be free from it now. Be free from it now. Anti-marital spells, lekaparatos giata, affecting families. Anti-marital spells in the name of Jesus, because you have come here representing your family. As I'm praying, if it's your case, fire falls on you. Fire falls on you. Fire falls on you. Fire falls on you. Anti-marital spells, be broken now.
Yahweh, we worship you. Kadosh, 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 we worship you. Kadosh, 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 we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadosh, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadosh, we worship.
Kadosh, we worship.
Kadosh, we worship.
Yahweh, we worship.
Kadosh, we worship.
Yahweh, we worship.
Yahweh, we worship you.
I pray for all those who are out here. Every covenant that the devil has with you or your lineage, in the name that is above all names, I speak to you right now. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, Satan, let these people go now. Let them go now. Every contract you have with them, I decree and declare that contract comes to an end now. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release their destinies. Release their destinies. In the name of Jesus, you are the thief that does not come except to steal. Release their destinies now. Your power over them is broken. Power over them nullified. Power over them broken. In the name of Jesus. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Therefore, I speak to every one of you in front here, whether here or all the overflows, I decree and declare, this liberty you have enjoyed now, may it remain permanent.
No spirit leaving you now has access back to your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Those who can return to the seats. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the second prayer? This prayer will usher us into healing. We have 6 prayers that the Lord gave me. We'll do that very quickly. Well, let me do number 3, then I will come to 2. Because prayer point number 3 is restoration. Let me just get that done. Ezekiel chapter 37, 5 and 6. We're going to pray a serious prayer of restoration right now. Thus saith the Lord unto the bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Verse 6. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and I will cover you with skin, and I will put life into you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Is someone ready to pray the prayer of restoration? Restoration is real. Job 42, 10 and 11. Job 42, 10 and 11. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. So be prepared to find a neighbor, except if there's no neighbor close to you. If there's a serious neighbor close to you, be prepared to hold their hands. And if you are praying and the person is just watching you, leave the person and hold somebody who is praying too. Hallelujah. Shouldn't be praying for a neighbor and then the neighbor is just enjoying your prayer and watching you. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Verse 11. Then came to him all his brethren and all his sisters and all that had been of his acquaintance before. They did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil which the Lord had brought upon him. And every man gave him a piece of money, and every man gave him an earring of gold. Let's extend it to verse 12. Verse 12. So the Lord blessed the later end of Job, come on now, than the beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and thousands of yokes of oxen and 1,000 of she asses. Verse 13. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 14. And he called the name of the first, all of those names. And the Bible tells us that they were the fairest in the east, the children that he had. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, like you are serious, say, Father, I decree and I declare restoration of time, restoration of things, restoration of opportunities, restoration of relationships right now in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Restoration. Declare restoration. Restoration of time. Restoration of opportunities. Restoration of things. Restoration of destiny advancing relationships. Shabalakata prakata balakatosh krabatakata pratakata balakata rakata prantaka barakata. Restore, 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 restore. I cry, restore. Restore finances. Restore years. Restore lost opportunities. La brandeka barakata brandeka balakos. Let every dry bone become an exceeding great army. Let every dry bone become an exceeding great army. Restore years. Restore opportunities. Someone is praying. Restore relationships. T 10 more seconds, you're praying, restore. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me speak it over your life. Restore everything that was lost. Restore everything that was stolen. Restore everything that was lost. Restore. We will restore. I'm hearing in my spirit for someone, you were doing well in your business. Very, very well in your business. At a point, you were one of the leaders in that area. And there was a demonic attack. And it brought you down in 1 year. I'm going to raise this song again. Listen to the areas so that you are not just receiving carelessly. Restoration of time. Time. As I'm saying it, there is an anointing coming on you. Restoration of time. I'm saying this prophetically. For someone, time has clearly gone ahead of you. Not much has been done. But as I'm praying, there is an oil from the throne that will come on your head. God will be restoring time. Number two, God is restoring things. Number three, God is restoring opportunities. You missed an opportunity through carelessness. You missed an opportunity through negligence. You missed an opportunity through lack of discernment. But God is rewinding things again. Like the hand of a clock, your turn is about to come again. And for others, God is restoring strategic relationships.
Restore everything that was lost. Restore everything that was stolen. Restore. Ah. Everything that was lost. Restore. You will restore.
Restore.
Restore. Everything that was lost. Restore. Everything that was stolen. Restore. Restore, you will restore.
You will restore. Some of you this week, as you are entering this week,
you will restore. You will restore.
I'm saying it to you as a prophetic word.
You will restore.
Relationships that you have lost, my God is bringing them back to your life. Resources that you lost in bad investments, monies that went away through carelessness, by mercy, God is routing them back to your life. Kairos opportunities that you lost because you could not discern, my God is restoring it back to your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Prayer number three. We'll be seated shortly, but I want you to stand. Jeremiah 33 and verse 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them. And I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. It says, I will bring health and I will bring cure. Health and cure. Jeremiah 17 and verse 14. This will become your prayer now. One, two, go. Let's read together. One more time, louder now. And I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Now, there are three levels of healing when you study the healing ministry, because man is expressed tripartite. There are three levels of healing. Spiritual healing comes under the umbrella of salvation and revival or reawakening. So when a man is saved, that is a kind of spiritual healing. When a man who's backsliding, gone down spiritually, is revived. Are we together? But there is solical healing. Now, please listen. This one usually happens because of the impact of the trauma that may have come from yesteryears, from abuses to all kinds of things. Like I told you, when I started ministry, I didn't used to pay attention to solical issues. I just felt spirit and then body. But as I grew older in ministry, I got to find out that people can be so broken emotionally, it would destroy everything about their lives. There are people today holding to the strings of unforgiveness, the strings of pain. Every time they want to go forward, Satan brings a memory of yesterday. What someone did to you, what this one said. Are we together? There are people living forever in unforgiveness. There are people living in hate, living in pain. That's the second level of healing. For some of you, while we are praying, we are coming to the body, but you may need to pray and say, Lord, I want to receive healing finally tonight. This luggage of unforgiveness, no joy, no peace in my life, I need to lay it down finally. Are we together? You have carried that pain and you are hurting your husband, you are hurting your wife, you are hurting your parents, you are hurting your children, you are hurting your friends, relationships around your life. Hallelujah. Please play the strings for me. So that is something that you have to trust God for grace. Trust God for grace. For that healing. A man's emotions can be wounded and broken. I've seen people like that. You greet them, they cannot, they are angry. They are carrying backlog of many things. As soon as you tell them, how are you? Don't think I'm this kind of... You see that they are bleeding it out on many sincere people. You can trust God for grace to be free this night. Number three, there are those who are physically affected. In fact, four groups of people. One I mentioned, two we have now, the mind, emotions. Number three, those who are broken physically. And I'm going to be praying for you. Number four, there are those who have all I listed from one to three. Those ones are in the ICU of life. They need help fast. They are broken spiritually. They are broken emotionally. They are wounded physically. Eye problems, ear problems, blood group conditions, all kinds of things, fibroid, prostate, whatever it is, impotency, several things. I'm going to pray for all these groups of people, but my focus tonight is for those who are sick in their body. Want to take a few minutes to pray for you. We have to finish these three prayer requests. We're going to pray the prayer, heal me, O Lord, and then I'm going to pray for you. Now, I'm going to be ministering to everybody, but there's two groups of people that I want to minister to by myself. And while we are praying, I'm going to ask those two groups of people to come out. Please, if you don't belong to those groups of people, don't just come out because I'm asking to come out so that we'll work with time. Two groups of people that I want to be able to pray for and minister to. Are we together? Make sure if you are not in that group, please do not come out. Don't even stand in for anyone. Are we learning now? Number one, if there's anyone who has any cancer case, formative stage, progressive stage, advanced stage, if you belong to that category, I'm going to pray for you. Number two, the second group of people that I want to pray for are children. any child with any kind of infirmity, I want to pray for them as we pray that prayer. If there are any such persons, let me quickly pray for them, else we'll go in straight and let me minister to a group of people and then we'll extend that to everyone. But we are going to be praying, heal me, O Lord, back to that scripture, and I will be healed. After that, I will speak a general healing. Anyone who's suffering cancer, I'm going to pray for you. If you have such a one and they're able to, then you can bring them forward. If they're not able to, then you leave them where they are, no problem. Or if you have a child, let me pray for them, these two cases. Else, we'll go straight into the other aspects of the prayer, healing prayer, and then I'll pray for the sick generally. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Everyone shout this as loud as you can. Say, Father, by the blood of Jesus, healing, complete healing was purchased for me. Right now, I declare total healing in my body, my mind, and my spirit. Go ahead and begin to pray. Go ahead and pray. Don't be silent. Shabalantos sobrandige balako parados. Everyone pray. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you are praying. In the name of Jesus. Are you still praying? We are praying for only sick children, not just children that are coming. I'm not just laying hands on children, so make sure I see some of them, autism and the rest. When you have a sick child, I'm doing that very quickly. I'm going to be ministering to everybody, so make sure you are praying in the spirit for 1 minute. Everybody, I'll quickly do this and then I'll pray for the sick. In the Lord, there's a mighty healing anointing in this place. Place your hand. You came here with any sickness. If you're on a wheelchair or you're holding a crutch or a walking aid, I'd like you to believe in the power of God. You are deaf or you brought someone deaf or any of such conditions, I want to pray for you right now. Here's what I want you to do very quickly. Listen, everybody, let's listen for the instructions. I'm going to have a brief time of prayer right now. We'll do that very fast. For those of you who have prayed for now, go back and check your children. Check yourselves. You'll find out that a miracle has happened. If you need to walk to the medical stand, we have a team of professionals to test yourself. Now, everyone here, those online, I'm about to pray for the sick, all those connected from television, the viewing centers across the globe, I'm about to pray for the sick. Overflow, three outside, all the other overflows to the basement. I'm going to pray. Why do we take testimonies? One, to glorify the Lord. Number two, to seal that miracle. So make sure you check quickly. As I'm praying right now, the power of God is already touching people. Please make sure you check yourself. Do what you couldn't do. Take that bold step. The moment you see a miracle, run. Don't walk. Run. Whether you are outside, whether you are everywhere, come and stand by my left and right. We'll take a few testimonies and then we'll take the other. I believe that God is already touching people, in fact. So if already you feel the touch of God, a miracle has happened as I pray for you, make your way. If you need to check, use the restroom to check yourself or go outside. But I'm going to pray. As soon as I pray, we'll have just about 5-10 minutes for the testimonies, because we need to do the other prayers. They are equally important. Hallelujah. I believe in the victory that is in Christ. I believe in the power of God. And do what you couldn't do before. Take that step of faith. You have nothing to lose. Hallelujah. Place your hand. Let me pray for you now quickly. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. I'll sing one more time and then I'll pray for you. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. Above all wars and dominion, all power and position, your name stands above them all. In the name of Jesus, shout amen. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity, every spirit that is behind the illnesses, the sicknesses, the diseases that have plagued God's people. This is a miracle service. Therefore, I stretch my hands in partnership with your faith. I curse those spirits and I banish them from your life now. Spirits of inheritance, spirits of infirmity affecting individual parts of your body or the whole of your being, I subdue them by the power of God and I release you right now in Jesus' name. Now I declare, be healed, be healed, be healed, eyes be healed, ears be healed, falling hair be healed, bone conditions be healed, unable to walk, mobility problems, be healed now. Blood conditions, be healed now. You could not see, begin to see. You could not hear, begin to hear. In the name of Jesus, you have a problem, a speech problem. I declare a miracle for you right now. You brought a child that you could not walk. May that child begin to walk now. Lung problems, be healed. Abdominal problems, be healed. Respiratory problems, be healed. Lower back pain, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Lumps, multiple lumps around your body, be healed. In the name of Jesus. For someone, you notice you didn't have any injury, but you notice that in your walk you seem to be limping a bit and it looks like one leg is shorter than the other. May the Lord complete the length of that short leg in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. You have an uncle suffering from brain tumor. I declare his healing right now. I declare his healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare his healing right now in the name of Jesus. Dental problems. The Lord is healing a dental problem. I speak over you, be healed in Jesus' name. There's a lady I'm seeing, the problem you have, if you are to be operated upon, it will require them removing your womb. That the Lord is giving you a miracle right now. I don't know who I'm speaking to. This is something that is like fibroid, but this has grown. It's eaten into your womb. And the only way to do it is to remove everything. But I pray for you, let there be a miracle for you now. High blood pressure, be healed. Peptic ulcer, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Every degenerative problem, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, in the name of Jesus, you are laying your hands where it hurts. Let pain go now. Let pain go now. Someone you could not move your hands, begin to move it right now. That symptom of stroke, in the name of Jesus, let it be broken. God is healing someone of hepatitis. Looks like a simple issue, but it's not that simple. I pray that God will heal you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me someone you've not been able to take in. There is an explanation. You don't even fully understand. I have the liberty to say it. But there is something like an antibody that stops you within your own body, that stops you from taking in the name of Jesus. The Lord is speaking to me. I decree and declare, whoever that person is, whether you are here or you're connected online, everything making your body fight itself and it's affecting fertility right now, in Jesus' name, be set free. I'm hearing the name Job, J-O-B. The Lord is bringing healing for Job. I don't know what that is, but I hear the name Job. In the name of Jesus, whoever you are, wherever you are, I decree and declare, be made whole now. I'm hearing a name, Monica. Monica, I believe that's a female's name. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord step in now. Bring you healing by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Now, the worship team will give us a song ministration once, and we'll just celebrate the Lord for 1 minute. Please, quickly test yourself, check yourself. With 1 minute, we're going to have a few people here come to testify. Don't sit back. If you have a testimony, those who are outside, you want to testify of the goodness of God, bend down, check yourself, no pain, move around. You need to use the restroom, do that quickly. You need to meet the medical stand. Let's take one or two testimonies very quickly, and then we'll lead to the other prayers. Very, very quickly. Worship team, over to you very quickly. Please, while they are doing that protocol, direct them, let them know. Those who are outside, if you are coming out for a testimony, make sure that you direct them quickly so that they make their way out. If they need to check the medical stand, let them do that very quickly. Those online, begin to send in your testimony that the power of God touched you very quickly. Hallelujah. God bless you. People are coming already. Are you celebrating miracles? People are already on their way coming, touched by the power of God. Very quickly, make your way. ushers concurrently, please clear the way for those who are coming to testify. Very quickly, just direct them so that we'll have that very quickly. Those online, make sure you send in your testimonies right now. If you are ready with your prayer request, concurrently you'll notice the ushers are collecting it. So if you have your prayer request, if you need a minute or two to quickly write your request, we serve a prayer answering God. Make sure you do that quickly, and then you can send it to the person, the last person by your left and right, so you make it easy for the ushers. Are we celebrating miracles already? Let me know when we're ready. Let me know when we're ready. We'll take a few and give glory to the name of the Lord. Now, I'm hearing a name, Agnes. Just a moment. I'm hearing a name, Agnes. I don't know who is Agnes. Where are you? The Lord is asking me to pray for you. Agnes. You had a dream. The Lord wants to set you free from bondage.
You're free. You're delivered. I was telling my sisters. I was telling them that I saw you. You lame. I was rolling on the floor. You said, don't worry. You're free. Go and excel. You're free. You're free.
I declare it like you saw it in the dream. You are free now. I curse every spirit. And I declare you are free. Go and begin to experience liberty. The embargo that has kept Agnes. Release her right now. The name of Jesus Christ. I declare you are free by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus, Agnes, I pray for you in the name that is above all names. There's a lady God wants to deliver now. You are from Southern Kaduna. Don't just come out because you are there. You are from Southern Kaduna. This is a wicked, satanic spirit. It makes every good thing in your life to fight you. I need to pray for you. Southern Kaduna. This is a wicked spirit. It's destroyed people. People take advantage of you, destroy your life. Let me pray for Agnes first. I want to pray for a lady who is going to be delivered from Southern Kaduna. My apologies. We'll take, if you are coming for testimony, don't come here. Just move right here. Stand there and then we'll take the testimony. In the name of Jesus, every other Agnes, I pray for you. Everything you have taken that is not of God and is inside your body, it's inside your system, I flush it out right now. I flush it out right now. That's what the Lord is asking me to pray. I flush it out right now. Everything inside your body that is going to destroy you, I decree and declare, however it came, whether spiritually, whether by dreams, that is representing a token of witchcraft in your body, Agnes, I declare, be free now. Be free now. Help that lady. Be free now. In the name of Jesus. Why are they here? Your name is Agnes. All of you, I set you free. Whatever it is that is demonic, what God says to one, he says to all, I declare your deliverance now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I want to pray. If a lady from Southern Kaduna, the name of Jesus, there are so many people from that place, let them go. I'm going to pray for you. This is a very demonic thing. Demonic thing. Tying down destinies. Say unto God, he says, how terrible are thou in your works? He says, through the greatness of your power, I'm praying for you. I'm going to be praying for them, but I don't know why God is zooming the radar to Southern Kaduna. So whether or not you are here, as I pray that prayer, listen, if you are from Southern Kaduna, pay attention to this prayer, because the power of God will touch you. I don't know why God is deciding to do this. You don't have to come out. You don't have to come out. That's all right. Look at so many people from Southern Kaduna. You can go back. You don't have to come, but I want to pray. And I don't know why it has to do with females. I'm praying for you. Father, every curse that is upon the female gender from Southern Kaduna, tying ladies down, making them victims, I decree and declare right now, I'm using these ones as a point of contact. And as I'm praying for them, I'm praying for all of you. I decree and declare, be free now. I command those altars set on fire. Set on fire. Set on fire. set on fire, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone here, whether male or female, you are from that region, I'm praying for you now, right where you are seated or where you are standing, if there is anything connected to your foundation that reduces people to go down to become ashes, in the name of Jesus, no sustainability, no longevity of impact. Rakata prante ke peretos, embrante ke palakata, rakata prante ke parakote kete. In the name of Jesus, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. I use you as a point of contact to your various families represented. As God is touching you here, may He touch them there. In Jesus' name I pray. Return to your seat rejoicing. Let's take one or two testimonies quickly. Are you ready? Go ahead.
Apostle, she fell down this morning and she had difficulty in walking.
She fell down this morning.
She fell down this morning. She was even limping. She limped to the side. She twisted her ankle.
What happened to her now?
During praises, yes. I said it will follow me and praise God, and the pain has gone.
It's everything gone. Check yourself.
Everything.
Completely gone. Give Jesus praise. He will never return to you again. In Jesus' name. Are you celebrating Jesus? Next person, please.
She had had pain for over 1 week that she could not twist or even touch her back.
What couldn't you do?
We are praising God.
Try it now. Try it now. Any pain? Completely gone. In the name of Jesus, he will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Next person, very quickly.
Apostle, you made mention of those with pain in their teeth. Now, this is a little boy. He had a swelling in the gum, and the mother is here.
If they are testifying, let them come quickly so that we know the number of people who have the quota. If it's for testimonies, let them make their ways quickly so that we'll be able to walk. Okay, go ahead.
So he had a swollen gum and he has had difficulty in
eating. Swollen gum?
Yes, the mother is here. She can testify. But as you were ministering, she checked. The pain is gone and the boy is fine now.
Is the boy smart enough to testify that the pain is gone? Is the pain gone, my friend?
Yes.
Completely gone?
Yes.
Let's celebrate Jesus for him. In the name of Jesus, he will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Jakes, ready? Yes, sir.
Praise God. Okay.
Let's go. For over 2 years, I've had pain on my right heel. Every time I wake up in the morning, when I march, the first few steps are painful. Or when I stand for so long, the first few steps are painful until it fades away. While we were here, I was feeling that pain, but we told us to lay our hands. I did it with faith because I've prayed severally. And that pain is no more. I've been marching to see.
Where? What
on
happened?
On my right heel, sir.
Okay.
Whenever I march,
try
in the morning.
Try stamping it. Let's see.
There's no pain.
Completely.
Yes, sir.
Let's celebrate with her. Give Jesus all the praise. Give Jesus all the praise. Go ahead.
My name is Rosemary Bennett Ofo. When me and my mom, me and my sister were coming to church, my body was doing me somehow and my head was rounding. So I don't know what was doing me. And I told my mom that I'm feeling something on my body. She now said that let her go and buy something for me to eat. When I ate, the thing was still doing me. So when I came here, there was no seat and I want to sit down in this place.
What happened, darling? What happened this night?
That time it was just as if let me faint. I was my body was doing me somehow.
Yes.
And my
okay, so what did?
Yes. What happened?
When Apostle was praying, so I was not praying and I fell down. As I fell down, the sickness removed from my body. I can do everything.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we declare that devil will not return to you again. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate the Lord for her. Wonderful testimony.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Last year, I had a dream where my tooth was removed. And this dream came up 3 times.
Then your tooth was removed?
Yes.
Let me use the opportunity and speak over anybody. Anyone who comes to trouble you from the dream realm, I decree and declare, the way they came, that's how they will return back to the devil. I'm saying it to you again. Everyone following the dream channel to plant anything or take something away from you, I decree and declare from tonight, your sleep is sanctified. Your dreams are sanctified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, my dear.
And then it came up again this year. I started having issues with my tooth. I started feeling pains, and then I went to the dentist. There was no cause for feeling because there was no hole on my teeth. I did several x-rays, but still, they had to feel it, even though. But the pain was still there. Then on Sunday, in the dream of the night, I saw someone giving me drugs to buy. And then I was like, I already spent a lot on this tooth already. I can't keep buying drugs. Now, when you mentioned, I just placed my hand on my jaw. Mm. And when you mentioned every dental issue, instantly, it was like magic. The pain just left.
In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen.
Okay, please come.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Joy. Miracle service, there was a prophecy that to reverse spirit of death from Joy. I have prayed and I believe that it has gone. I didn't even remember it again. Last 2 weeks, a mysterious headache came on me that I could not even open my eyes. I was feeling dead all over me. I called my family member. Everybody prayed for me. But since then, even I went to the hospital and I'm on drugs. This is my medication. But I am not fine. I noticed I am not fine. Even when I was coming this evening, I met Pastor Kenny. I asked him to touch my head. But while the process of the prayer now, I am very perfectly fine. I am okay. I no longer have that fear again.
I pray for you, and I use your testimony to pray for anyone. You know, sometimes when the spirit of death is around, it will look like sickness, but there's no treatment that will take it away, because the goal is not to afflict your body. The goal is to take your life. So from one treatment after treatment, you keep degenerating until one day, for no reason, they just say you are gone. You will not die.
Amen.
You will not die, yo.
Amen.
First to you and then to everybody.
Amen.
Not because you are afraid of death. You need to live to maximize your life. And
Amen.
If there's anything right now that is coming in the disguise of sickness, but it's actually death, we declare God will expose and take it away from your
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God
Amen.
Bless you, my dear.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Do we have one or two testimonies ready with anyone or online? Anyone at all? Let's have one or two very quickly. One or two very quickly. And then please make sure you bring your requests. Who is yet to submit their requests? Ushers, let's have them very quickly. We'll do two of the prayers before we pray on the request. Let's have, if you're ready with any, let me know. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Apostle,
let's listen to the following testimonies.
Apostle, this is from Victor in Manchester. He says, I have been having back pain for over 3 years due to the nature of my job I did when I first came to the UK. But right now, as Apostle prayed for those with lower back pain and asked us to check ourselves, I bent down and couldn't feel
the pain again.
Anymore.
Let's give Jesus praise for that testimony.
Apostle, this is from Godwin in FCT here in Abuja. He says, I write to thank God for the healing he has granted me just now. For 9 years, I have heard this lump on my lips. But while Apostle prayed for the sick, I placed my hand on my lips, and by faith, I am healed now. I have also been having a constant catarrh and cough from when I was a child. It was too bad that I can't stay a minute without me coughing and being disturbed by the catarrh. But after Apostle asked us to place our hands where we are trusting God, I placed my hands, and by faith, I can't feel it again.
Hallelujah.
This is from Victor in Kaduna. I have a testimony, he says. I've been experiencing excruciating pain in my lower back. It got so bad that I have been lying flat on my back since Friday night. This pain had lasted for a long time. While praying for the sick, Daddy specifically mentioned pain in the lower back area. Immediately, the pain disappeared. I just got healed.
Hallelujah.
This is from Precious Egbegi. I just received my healing during the prayer session. Immediately, Daddy mentioned that we prayed concerning the wholesome healing of our body, our souls, and spirit. I intentionally engaged in the prayers, and the toothache I have been having for 4 years just disappeared. Amen. The last testimony is from Elijah in Scotland. He says, during the third session of the prayers concerning healing, I believed and engaged with faith the prayer that Apostle gave us. Then I began to sense that I can't feel the pain in the bone on my left shoulder and my chest again. This pain has been for 2 years now. Few minutes later, Apostle mentioned my case. Someone is moving the hand that couldn't be moved before. That was exactly what I was doing before he spoke. And he also said that thing, and that looks like a mini stroke, is healed. Right now, I feel totally healed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We continue? Anyone ready for us? Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, if we don't have time for that, you can examine yourselves and then you can testify after now. Praise the name of the Lord. Who is ready for the next prayer? Exodus chapter 14 and verse 15. Let's stand on our feet. Exodus 14 and verse 15. Exodus 14 and verse 15. The medicals can collate all other testimonies. If it's anything you need my attention on, then we can take it else. 14:15. And the Lord said unto Moses, this is a prayer of advancement. Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they, the last two words, as a prophecy to your destiny. One more time. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. We are praying destiny advancement prayers. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt. What did he do to Moses and Aaron? He advanced them. Is someone ready to pray? This prayer is going to attack everything that looks like delay, that looks like stagnation, or a slow pace of growth. Are we together? This is the prayer that will sponsor acceleration in your life. Shout this loud. Say, Father. Again, say, Father. I decree and declare that from today, I go forward. I make progress. Every chain tying down my feet, let it be broken now. Open your mouth and pray. From today, I go forward. Outside, you are praying. Inside, you are praying. I go forward in business. I go forward in career. I go forward in destiny. Mention the areas where you've seen stagnancy. Mention the areas where there's been delay or a slow pace of growth. Spiritually, I go forward. Shapelantos kabrandegata barakosh. Rakata brandega barakate kaparatos yata. Tell the people that they go forward. Tell your destiny that it should go forward. Tell your finances. Tell your ministry. Tell your business. Someone prophesy forward, forward, forward. I go forward. No delay, no stagnancy. Kelante brandas kutila kaparados. I go forward. In the name of Jesus, I go forward. In Jesus' name, we're still praying. Again, shout, every chain tying down my destiny, tying down my feet, so that I do not move, or I keep moving around the same circle, I break free from those chains. I break free from those circles. Some of you, it's not that you are delayed, but you keep going around the same level, the same circle. I like you to break free from that circle. It's time to do something new. It's time to go higher. It's time to go farther. Open your mouth and pray.
I do something that I've not done before. Strategic progress, strategic growth by the power of God, strategic growth by the Spirit of God. Labanaka parando sodobrante geparat krakata barakata brandagata balaka paratos. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout amen. Amen. How many of you believe it's your season to advance? Therefore, I decree and declare, before we go to the next prayer point, two groups of people in one. Some you are stagnated, you've not made any move whatsoever. But others, you know, when a chain ties you, like you tie a dog, it gives you liberty, but restricted liberty. You can only go so far financially, so far spiritually, so far with your career. I'm going to pray two prayers, breaking the hold for those whose feet has been clogged to the ground, and for those who there are demonic chains that have limited you, that your family cannot cross beyond certain boundaries. I pray for both people right now. In the name that is above all names, let the chains break. Let the chains break. Break, 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 break. I decree and declare, let the chains break. I push you. You won't just go further, you will go faster. You won't go further alone, you will go faster. Faster means 5 months in 1 week. Faster means 1 year in 1 month. Faster means 10 years in 1 year. In the name of Jesus. Number five, rest round about. 2 Chronicles 15 from verse 12 to 15. For someone, pray this one. Pray this one. Rest round about. The Bible says, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Verse 13, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. 14, and they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and cornets. Verse 15, the Bible says, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with their heart. Go ahead and read with me from now. One to go. And sought him with their whole desire. Talk to me. And he was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. Rest round about. Joshua chapter 21 and verse 45. Rest round about. This is someone is receiving officially. You are receiving your testimony for this week. Rest round about. Joshua 21:45. I like us to read as loud as you can. One, two, go. Any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All. How many? How many? Shout this, say, Father, by the integrity of your word, I declare, rest round about. By the integrity of your word, I declare, rest round about. Open your mouth and begin to mention every area. Give me rest. Someone is praying, rest. Rest. Let wars come to an end in my life. Rest. Rest round about. Rest round about. Make sure you are praying. I declare rest round about. Finances. Rest in my home. Rest in my health. Rest in my career. Shebalanaka brandagata banda crust. Rakata pratagata barakato brandagate. Rest round about. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Do you believe what you just prayed? Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, God, not man, God is able to give men rest round about. Hallelujah. Rest round about. I'll give you the last prayer, but after we pray over the request. I feel tempted, and it's a good temptation. I'm going to give you, give us, do I find, I think, 2 Kings 19 from verse 14. I want to show you the scripture where this prophetic instruction came out from, so that you know that this is not just a ritual. Okay, beautiful. Yeah, that should be 14. So Hezekiah was threatened by three kings, one of them being the king of Assyria. They wrote them a threat letter, like terrorists who write that we're coming. And he was afraid. The Bible says, and Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and did what? Spread it before the Lord. Verse 15. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even God alone, and all the kingdoms of the earth thou hast made heaven and earth. Verse 16. Now, Lord, he said, bow down your ear and hear. O Lord, open your eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he sent, that's the king of Assyria, to reproach the living God. Verse 17. It says, of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands. Verse 18. And have cast their gods into fire, for they were no gods, but the works of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Verse 19. It says, now therefore, O Lord God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, and all the kingdoms of the earth may know. This is one of the reasons why God answers prayer. A major reason. They may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Verse 20. Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah on account of his prayer, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. Do you believe God hears prayers? And do you believe he answers prayers? Stretch your hands in 1 minute. This is your request spread before the Lord. It represents the threats that life and situations have brought. 1 minute, inside, outside, online. Go ahead and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to bow my knees as I agree with you. Open up your mouth and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, visit me. Visit me. Turn my mourning into dancing. Go ahead and pray. Turn my mourning into dancing. My mourning into dancing. Into dancing. Shinalake baranto siata. Mention the things you wrote here. I'm releasing my faith with you. In the name of Jesus. Shakrante salados kiata. Someone pray. I'm laying my hands by faith for the job. Laying my hands by faith for the child. Laying my hands by faith for the visa. Laying my hands by faith for restoration, for favor, for healing. Laying my hands by faith for the ministry, for the marriage, for the spiritual growth. Lekrapanakadosh kelebrantegate. Unto thou that answers prayer, shall all flesh come. Shall all flesh come. Shall all flesh come. Shall all flesh come. Visit your people. Wipe their tears. Give them testimonies. Give them turnarounds. Let them know that you are the only living God. Shibalantos sodobrantegete beleke parakatos. Krate sabelantos kodobrantegete. In Jesus' name we pray. It is a wonderful thing to see God answer prayers, because in answering prayer, He reveals to the nations that he's not an idol that was molded by the hands of mortal man. When God visits the people, he encourages their faith, like he did through the healings, through the deliverances. And right now I want to pray for you. You have no idea how much it gives me joy praying for you. Not only because it's my assignment, I do it because I'm praying to a God I know answers prayers. Are you going to give God a chance to answer your prayer? Let your faith come alive. Let's pray. Father, we bow because we trust you. We bow because we love you. We believe you. We believe you. You are not an idol. I pray over this request. Others were not able to drop their request. Others were able to make it for their families. I decree and declare, my God, give everyone a testimony. Give every believer a testimony. Give every receiver a testimony. Let the testimony be so loud they will not be able to keep quiet. Let the testimony be so loud unbelievers will celebrate God with you. Let the testimony be so loud it will provoke others to seek God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Where these requests are demonically engineered, I declare salvation comes for you now. Where it is a need for wisdom, let wisdom come speedily. Where it is a product of favor, let favor come speedily. Where you need the help of men, may God bring strategic men. But I'm praying for you. The same hand that wrote these testimonies, in the name of Jesus, I call it the hands of the receiver. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, I speak over this request by the power of the Holy Spirit, and upon this sacred altar, may they be turned to answered prayers. May they be turned to testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Prayer point number 6. Prayer point number 6. That will be our final prayer point for tonight. John 17 verse 27. Peace. 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 14:27. Peace. Read with me, everybody. 1, 2, go. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be. The antidote to fear is peace. Peace means freedom from disturbance. It means tranquility. Peace means an end to hostility and turbulence. So when you are receiving peace, you are saying, Lord, let there be tranquility in my life, freedom from disturbance, that I should not dig a well, and just when I want to enjoy the water, the Philistines will come with their trouble again. Are we together now? Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:16. 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. Did I get that right? Now the Lord of peace. Please look for that scripture. I may have omitted something. We have to find it. Now the Lord of peace himself will give you peace always and by all means. Thessalonians 3:16. Read together. 1, 2, go. Now the Lord of peace himself give you how long? And by all means. When God says by all means, it means by all godly means. Are you ready to pray? Shout this with every energy you have left. Say, Father, I receive your peace. You are the Prince of Peace. Every trouble, every turbulence in my life, I declare peace be still. Open your mouth and pray. You are the Prince of Peace. Give me peace. Rest in peace is not for dead men. Rest in peace is for those who have received the peace of God. A man can rest in peace while alive. You can have tranquility, void of turbulence, void of hostility, from spirits, from systems, from men. One minute you are praying. Lord, let my May be full of peace. I've gone through turbulence from January to April. I will not enter the next month in trouble again. I invoke the covenant of peace. You are the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm going to be making some declarations over your life, but let me make the altar call first. Now that we've just spoken about peace, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is called the Prince of Peace. The word prince there is not an inferior description. He is the custodian of peace. A man cannot find true peace outside of Jesus, void of the life of Jesus. You came in here and you are in need of Jesus. Through the healing sessions, prayer sessions, deliverance sessions, word sessions, the Holy Spirit kept convicting you that if you will give Jesus a chance with your life, He will make beauty and glory out of your life. I want to give you a chance in the next 1 minute. Whether you are seated in the main auditorium, all the overflows outside, or you are connected online, let me tell you the truth. Jesus is truly the Prince of Peace. He's able to give you rest. He says, come unto me all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm going to count 1 to 5 as we usually do. By now I know the Spirit of God has convicted you enough to not be ashamed of running to come and stand before Jesus. I want you to pick your bags, your Bibles, everything you came to church with. Literally run like there's fire on the mountain as I count 1 to 5. 1, God bless you as you come. You are coming to Jesus. 2, someone who needs to come to Jesus, leave your seat very quickly and come. He is able to give you a new beginning. The Bible calls him the way, the truth, and the life. 3, keep clapping. They are coming. Coming by the Spirit. Coming on the strength of the convicting power of His word. If you are still deliberating, dilly-dallying, let me advise you. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible says, in the day that you hear His voice, harden not your heart. 4, fifth and final count, and we'll be ready for prayer. Those coming from outside, please hurry up. Make haste so that we're done. And then I speak over God's people. Thank you for coming. Let's encourage them. Let's encourage them. Thank you. As many who will come to Him, He will in no wise cast away, the Bible declares. 5. Thank you, dear sister. Thank you, dear brother. Thank you, because you are coming to Jesus. He's able to give you a new beginning. Doesn't matter how, what has happened around your life. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Now, to my dear brothers and sisters, I want to salute you and thank you. No man has the power to pick you from your seat and to bring you up standing here except Jesus Christ and His desire to see you saved. On behalf of Jesus Himself, the head of the church, I want to say thank you for this noble decision. And I'm extending this to those who are connected online, including all the overflows. I'm going to lead you to pray this noble prayer. You are not reciting a poem. I want you to know that Jesus is in this place. And as you make that noble decision, it will be the beginning of great days. Lift your right hand high above your head as a sign of surrender. Say this as loud and as clear as you can. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I have seen your power. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive you into my spirit. I declare that I am a child of God. I believe that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, and you are my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight and forever, I'm a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you. The Bible declares that as many who will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. You have brought these ones by your grace. Lord, keep them by your grace. Upon the authority of your word and upon their profession of your lordship, I declare in the name of Jesus that they are saved. They are bona fide recipients of your life. Let the grace that keeps, keep them. I call you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You begin a journey tonight that will only end in dominion and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please look to my right. You have the counselors waving the placard. Please follow them carefully. They will have a word with you and then you'll be back to your seat. God bless you. Let's honor them as they go. Honor them as they go. Honor them as they go. Koinonia, keep clapping. They are not gone yet. Honor them as they go. Thank you for your patience again. Rise up on your feet. Let me speak the blessing over your life. And then we're ready to leave. May the Lord bless you. I say to you again, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord prosper you. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord keep you. May His word make you wiser. In the name of Jesus. This week, everything you lay your hands to do is blessed. Trouble is far from you this week. Troublemakers are far from you this week. Let me say that again. Trouble is far from you this week. And troublemakers are far from you this week. Anyone desiring to eat your flesh will stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where you failed last week, go and succeed. Experience the favor of God. I speak favor upon your life. I declare honor will never depart from you. Every helper who must show up by the Spirit this week, may the Lord bring them speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare you will not die. Not by accident, not by the activity of wicked men. Good news this week. Good news this week. Increase this week. Favor this week. Laughter this week. Speed this week. Mighty accomplishments this week. Encounters this week. In the name of Jesus. One more time, God will put an evidence in your life this week. It will be clear to everyone that God has favored you. It will be clear to everyone that you belong to Him. The kind of testimony that will make you laugh from Sunday to Sunday. May it happen for you from this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give me the honor of speaking over your finances in 1 minute. May my God prosper your finances. This week, the works of your hands are blessed. Your mind is blessed. God will raise strategic relationships to enhance your finances. In the name of Jesus. Your prayer life is blessed. Your passion for God blessed. Your hunger for spiritual things blessed. No going up and coming down. You will love the Lord in ever increasing measures. Your word study life from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. By next week you return dancing. By next week you return rejoicing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Do well to, we're still in the season of ingathering. Make sure you participate actively. Draw as many who should be saved to Jesus. Everyone who was saved today was most likely invited by someone. And so make sure you don't come to church alone. Invite as many. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Together, let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Turn to 5 or 10 people, greet them, hug them, tell them you are victorious. God bless you. See you next week.